Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schutzvah Marani Marati Shayichu. Suschayu Chavifege Vas Michal Dispasya. And the schutz Moshe Vishnamai Sam Moshe Mordechai. Shai Ben Lev Ram Yosef Ben Chana. Yedati Amashu Asel Vavecha Ki Hashem Elokim Vashemai Mimav Alaretz Mitoch HaSein Oid. We're going to be discussing how to defeat the Yetzer. And it's based in the Torah of Gaon Yisrael V'Kedosha Yaakov Moshe Chalab Zetzal. So this pasuk teaches us that the only true hashava l'alev, true shuva, is knowing that God is God in the heavens and the earth. Ein ot. You have to put it to your heart. And there's no other. We learn in Avos to be one. Akavya ben Mahalal Omer, stakav l'shlosh advarim, v'yata b'li de'avera. Look at three things, and you're not going to come to sin. Dami ayin basal, lanata hoylech, l'fnei mi'ata osi b'litein din v'cheshvin. Know from whence you came, to where you're going, and who you're going to give din b'cheshbon in front of. Me'ayin basa, from where did you come? Mitipas rucha, from a putrid drap. Lana ta'aylech, where are you going? To the place of afarila v'seileya, to a place of worms and maggots. Lefnei mi'ata sidlitein din b'cheshbon, who are you giving din b'cheshbon in front of? Lefnei melech, malche, amlochim, Kavosh Baruch Hu, in front of God. Kfi anireh sheistaklut hazot tzicha liyot dafka al pi ha-shlosha dvarim biyachad. Acheret, havalei lameimar estakel be'echad mishlosha. You have to look at all three things. Otherwise, it is said one of the three things. No, you have to look at all three things. What are the three things? I'll tell you. Where you came from, where you're going to, and who you're giving din v'cheshbon in front of. So the Chorah, we have a Gemara in Brachos that says that the person should get his Yetzer Tov angry at his Yetzer Hara. Rigs of Al Techato, if you win good, and if not, learn Torah. If you win good, if not, read Shema. If you win good, if not, remind him of his day of death. So here it's something else. In Avos, it tells us how not to come to Avera, Me'ayin Basel, Anatolech, Ofniyatol, Sib, Litein Din V'cheshbon. In Brachas, it tells us another way. Being Margis, the Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzer Hara, getting it angry, getting the good angry at the bad, being Osek B'Torah, reading Shema, mending your day of death. So which one is it? So it would appear that there's a big difference between the Maila that Rabbi Kavi Mahal is talking about, to reach this mid of Einataba Lide Aveira, in other words, to be Mizaka yourself, Shelo Yeklau Misugala Aveira, Lide Aveira, Kon Yadayim itself in Lakov Yadayim Rechichois, Hainu Shayetara Yefanem Menu Legamre, Mein Velibi Chalo Bikirbi, Mashenki Lenatecha de Yetara Pamachat. So there are really two things. Is that a person shouldn't even be misugal. He shouldn't be misugal to do an avera. For that, he needs all three. Remember where you came from, where you're going, and who you're giving din v'cheshbon in front of. That's lidei avera. Into the hands, into the realm of Avera. We have a concept, Yadayim Ochichos, hands that prove. In other words, that you're just in the realm. That's what it means, Yadayim Ochichos. You're in the realm of that concept. You're in the realm of Avera. If you don't want to be in the realm of Avera B'chlal, that's not shaykh for you to do an Avera, you have to remember all three things. Otherwise, if you just want to overcome your Yetzer, either once, twice, or many times, so then you need one of these three things. Margiz adim yetzer tov etzara, yasuk b'torah, yikra kriyashma, yasuk liyom ha-misa. There it's enough with one of these three things. Torah, Shema, yasuk liyom ha-misa. Not only that, after a person already has a yetzahara, and the yetzahara enclothed itself upon the person, ein ha-etzah shel lefnei mi ata atid, yitain din v'cheshbon po'elet biveru, ki yiduim divrei ha-chovot ha-levavot. שעל האדם לדעת כי השונא הגדול שיש לך בעולם הוא יצרך. ויש לדעת מה עניין השנאה של היצר הרע. The yetzer hara overcomes a person, grabs onto a person. It's not going to help lefnei miyata tzivit din b'cheshbon, because the Chovetz HaLevav says that a person has to know that your greatest enemy is your yetzer hara. The one who hates you the most is the yetzer hara. What is the union of the sin of the yetzer hara? Why should he hate a person? Chazal darshan that satan upnina l'shem shamayim iskavnu. Asa satan nashke lekare. Satan, it says in the Gemara, that kavan is l'shem shamayim, and Rav Levi was malamid zchus on the satan, but the satan had kavan l'shem shamayim. So he went and he kissed him on his feet. So what's the union of Satan hating man? Satan is l'shem shamayim. So the Yisod HaInyan is ki amnam b'tchila kol b'yato shel yetzer ra hak l'malei tafkido. The beginning, the purpose of the yetzer is just to fulfill his purpose, to be mefata a person, to seduce a person. In order that he should be omid bin yisayon, and he shouldn't listen, and he should receive his reward. But afterwards, when a person is nichna ela, shomea latzato, al pizeh atzmo musim mukocha sitrachra, nosim chel ayetzer hara, ad shenaseh tchunato shel ayetzer, tchuna shel sin'a. So first he's there to do his job, to seduce a person to get him to sin. And then when the person doesn't sin, so then he becomes a greater person. And the satan did his job, the person gets his schar. But afterwards, when a person subdues himself to the Eitzah Hara, and he listens to his Eitzah, when a person subdues himself to the Eitzah, or listens to his Eitzah, he adds koach to the Sitra Achra. He gives koach to the dark side. And then the Eitzah starts hating him. And then he wants to get the person to be Yoreid Lapilu B'chamuros, to do more serious sins. In other words, the Yetzer Hara is angry at him. What'd you give in for? What'd you do the Aveira for? So to take out his anger, he wants to get the guy to do even bigger Aveiras. Even the Chamurah Shev Chamurahs, and that's only Tam Sinah. So he starts off the Shem Shemayim, but afterwards he's not anymore. Kamo shelefnei chayit hakadum ba nechash b'derech pitui, alachakach ba klala ve'eva, shit v'u yishuvcha rosh v'ata shefenu akev. Shtu sonim zeh lezeh. So originally, the Nachash came to the Gan to do his job, and then in the end comes the klala that man and the snake are going to hate each other. So first it becomes b'derech pitui, and then it turns into hatred, because the satan is mad at a person for giving in, for succumbing to sin. ובני זה לא די ליצר הרע ומה שיכשיל את האדם במידת אונס, אלא שמכל אונס יחתור לעשותו שוגג, ומשוגג למזיד, ומזיד למורד. So it's not enough the Yetzer Hara to be machshil a person in ones. From every ones, he wants to make the person into a shogeg. From shogeg, he wants to get the person to be a mezid. Mezid, he wants to get the person to rebel against God. And that's all because of his hatred. ולכן גם הניחומים שמתעוררים באדם, בעת שטיפתו לעבירה, בכל מוסר הכליות שמרגיש אז, אינה מצד היצר הטוב, כי בשעת יצר הרע לט דמתקר ליה ליצר טוב. All the consolations, all the regrets that a person has when he's involved in Aveira are not מצד יצר הרע. Because as, like the Gemara says, when a person's involved in this Yetzer, there's no Yetzer Tov. But rather it's מצד the sin of the Yetzer Hara. Not only did he get the person to do an Aveira, Vishogeg, or the Mezid, but he wants to make him a moire, b'chinas yodeh suvinu miskavid limrod ba. And therefore when he's machshil him, and he gets him to succumb to bad midos, ומזכירו גם בחומרים של האיסורים הללו, למען לא ישמע ולא יפנה לבבו אליהם, ולהכניסו על ידי זה בכלל, מזיד ומורד. And then he tells the person, look at how serious this aveira is. Ah, and the person's doing it anyway, so the person's involved in his bad midas. And then the Yetzer Hara reminds him how serious this aveira is. So that then the person, he's already doing it, so he becomes a morid. That's what a person does when he sees he can't control his Yetzer, so he just makes a philosophy out of it. No, it's the right thing to do. And that's why the Yetzer Hara, a person starts feeling guilty because he remembers how serious the aveira is. The Yetzer Hara wants him to know how serious the aveira is and that he should do it anyway. He should be rebellious against God. ולכן אחרי שכבר התלבש בו היצר הרע, לא יועיל אז כלל חשבון שלפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון, אלא רק זיכרון יום המיטה. So, after the Yetzer Hara was mislavish in a person, the cheshbon of who you're giving din v'cheshbon in front of is not going to help. What will help? Day of his death. Because if the Yetzer Hara was given power to make a person fall into the web of evil, nevertheless, he wasn't given rishus more than the love of life. And that is the limit of his power. As it says, Achas Nafsho Shama, like it says by Eov 2:6, that Eov's soul wasn't taken. It's as if he's told, Ad Potavo. In other words, a person loves his life. So that's what a person, when a person's about to sin, he remembers his day of death. Ah, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have power over that. The Yetzer Hara doesn't have power over death, over the Avos HaChayim, that a person should love life. A person's going to love his life with or without the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has no power over a person's love of life. It says the Yetzer Hara, when the Yetzer Hara will malach hamavos, the Yetzer Hara can kill a person. But when you talk about Zichron Yom HaMisa, that a person remembers his day of death, and then before he realizes that it's not worthwhile for him to sin, because he loves life, and he realizes this sin is going to bring him to death, so that there the Yetzer Hara doesn't have power. So in front of who he's going to give din v'cheshbon, he doesn't care, he's rebelling against God. But loving life, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have the power to take away one's love of life. It's important to note that even people who commit suicide, Rachmana Litzlan, it's not because they hate life. It's because they love life. They love life so much that they think that if I'm not being nana from life, then I'm just going to take it. I'm going to end it. I have to enjoy life. If I'm miserable in my life, then it's not worth my while. But it's also out of love of life. Every human being has a love of life. And therefore, we just want it to be good. And therefore, only Zichron Yom HaMisa can help a person where the Yetzer Hara already enclosed him. Ma'ashen ken lifnei miyata asid li tindim v'cheshbon. The Yetzer Hara is going to take this cheshbon of, oh, I'm going to come before God. And people use that. They say, yeah, I'm going to go to God. And I'm going to tell him. As if, you know, you can, it's like the principal. I'm going to tell him off. And then I'm going to leave the principal's office. That might work with the principal or your boss, but it doesn't work with the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Yetzer Hara wants to get a person to be rebellious. But before the Yetzer Hara is mislavish on a person, then he can look at these three things and not be misugal avera. So the Gemara Bracha is talking about after a person has the Yetzer Hara, to help him overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Mishnah in Avos is talking about the three things that before the Yetzer Hara comes, that attacks him, that he should be in a matzav where he should never, ever have to sin at all. Ki zot ladat shadam kshu ra'ui lishmo kol zman shu adayin b'midregat adam manua menachet v'kishalon. A person as a person is not roy for sin. Atem kuri yamadim v'ena ove kochavim kuri yamadim. Shem adam is only on Yisrael. Umitzad Yisrael, that they were oyle b'tchila b'machshavto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uberashis bara b'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. B'shvil Torah shenikru es reishis. Ein makom l'chait b'Yisrael. There's no room for sin among the Jewish people. And only because the Adam Rishon also had the nefashos of non-Jews, that's the only way it's shaykh for Adam to sin. And the only way a Jew can sin today is that he's meisiach das meromemut uzov v'tifarto machkom machzav nishmato shinovat kviyachom mimachshavto shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'sham b'makom machshava ne'ama lo yigur chara you forget where your soul comes from, then you can sin. If you don't forget, then you can't sin. In the place of God's thought, there's no evil. You shouldn't fear evil, like it says in Tehillim 5:5. And there's no koach in the world that can be machshil you, that can make you stumble. And that's the midas haromos of a Jew, that he has to remember that he's different than umas ha'olam. V'hein am levadad yishkon, uvagoyim lo yitchashav. V'zeo inyan ma'amaram, v'fnei mi ata atid liten din v'cheshbon, v'fnei melech ma'achei emlochim. V'zeo osher eloki, shel Yisrael shekul kach gadla ma'alatam. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is metapel, that we're going to give din v'cheshbon in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a special din v'cheshbon that every person has, and that's our romamus. And we know that we're going to come before God, and God himself is going to judge us. What's din v'cheshbon? There's the din on the etzem avera, and there's also the cheshbon on the tzar, shegolem l'malei d'imat shetzichim latet l'onish. God has tzar when he gives you onish. That's the cheshbon. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyoch has to give you onish, but he has tzar. When a person has pain down here, God has pain up there, Kivyoch. Sanhedrin 46a. Shal shadim etzdar, shechina ma'alosh and omeris, kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. But God also has, the shechina also has pain, Kivyoch. In order for a person to bang his finger down here, there's an achrazah above. So what's a person banging his finger? No big deal. But it means that it's a big deal. And Allah has come to come with bigger punishments. So that's the cheshbon, that we know how close we are to God, and that we take it to heart. Din is on the avera that we did, and cheshbon is the tzar we caused that Hashem is to punish us. It says in the Zohar Kaddish in Parashas Truma, see how much Rachmanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, does, has with his Briyas. That even if he's a Rasha Gadol, and he's Mahar B'Tshuva, and he couldn't do Tshuva and he died, he's going to be Makabel his Onesh, that he left this world without Tshuva. Ha'bavadi Makabel Unche, Al-Dosa V'lo Tshuva, the Basar U'Reyusa, the Shavu Demer B'Tshuva, L'Adiyas Makami Malki La. But afterwards, that Ratzin that he had to do Tshuva is not removed before the Melech Elyon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is going to make a place for that Rasha in Gehenna, that he shouldn't sit with the other Rishayim, that he should be Mis'or B'Tshuva. And there the Tshuva is going to ring to him. Because that Ratzin goes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and breaks all the locks of the gates of Midori Gehenim, and reaches that place that Rasha is over there, and it hits the Rasha to arouse him, and then he's a Ratzin is Mis'ur to do Tshuva, like he had before he died. And then that Nisham is Mitzavtsef, chirps with a Ratzin to go out of the Midor of Sheol, that wants to do Tshuva, and even though in Olam Haba Tshuva doesn't help, but since he already had this Tshuva, in this world, now that Ratzin is Mis'ayr again, and there's no less Reyes HaTov Yisavim Kavim Malkadisha. There's no Ratzin Tov that's lost before God. And because of this, fortunate is the one who has Machshavis of Tshuva. It's a very powerful Zohar Kaddish, power of a Machshav of Tshuva in this world, even though he doesn't actively do it, but at least he had a Machshav of Tshuva. So what's going on over here? That the only way, it seems in the Zohar Kaddish, that you can get out of Gehenna is with tshuva. He had a hurray tshuva in this world, and that helps him get out of Gehenna in the next world. So it appears follows that on every tsar of onesh that we suffer in Gehenna, we need an onesh for that onesh, because by being punished by Hashem, we're causing Hashem the Shechina tsar. Oh, you're causing the Shechina tzar, so Magia Odonish. Oh, Odonish. So you're causing the Shechina more tzar. So you go all on it, and then it just never ends. It snowballs. Never-ending cycle. Because you have to give din v'cheshbon on the fact that you're causing tzar l'mala. And the only eitz is to be makabi yisurim be'ahava. To know that yisurim are marek, purify, cleanse a person of his sins. And through the yisurim, a person is miskarif to Hashem. And by not feeling the tzar of yisurim, you want to be mamtik yisurim, don't feel the tzar, feel that it's great. And then you're mamtik, you sweeten the tzar above. Amazing idea. And we have yisurim down here, and we don't feel them because we know it's good for us. Then you're mamtik, you sweeten the yisurim up there, and therefore you're not punished for causing tzar lamala. And the only way you could do this is you can't do without olam hazeh, when the neshama is connected to the kuf. And then you could be makabel the yisurim be ahava, vov tzei shemesh gvurasa. Aval onjim shachar mita shekvar neshama nefredet mehakuf. הלא אך זה ממירותיו של הגיהנום, ששם אינם יודעים את השם ולא את נועמיו. ועל כן, מן מפיק מגיהנום? So that's only in this world you can have such an עכשיו. But in the next world, they don't know from God. So who's going to take you from his pleasures? Who's going to take you out of Gehenna? And the answer is, the good thoughts that a person has in this world. הקדוש ברוך הוא ברחם אברהם ורובן, מן חסויסה מדור גיהנום. Person goes to Gehenna. And he's mischaber to that, he connects to the onus of Gehenna. And then he connects to his Ahurei Tshuva. And by connecting to that, he realizes that these Yisurim are for his good. And that's what takes him out of Gehenna. That he appreciates the value of the Yisurim. That's how he's mamtik the Yisurim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let any good thought go to waste. And that's the end of the Istaklus of Akavya ben Mahalalel. Mahalalel. Sha'af apisha mitzad gufo motzo mavo'al. Ukechol ha'anim ukechol ha'chaim. Af apicha mitzad nishmato gam gufo mitalal bebchinat she'atid liten din v'cheshbon lefnei melech me'echem lochem ha'kadosh baruch hu. That our body is the same, but as everybody else, it seems. But our soul is different, and our soul can elevate the body. And then we can be on the Madrega that we realize that we're going to be given in Rechajman Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we can't even come close to sin. Because we realize that not only we have to give din, that we're going to get an onesh, we're also going to give Cheshbon of all the tzar we cause above. And again, the way to deal with the tzar that we cause above is to accept the Yisurim Be'ahava. And this way we're mamtik the Yisurim, and that's what happens in the Olam Emes. And through our good thoughts of tshuva here, we save ourselves there. So that's the idea of the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is remembering the Tzar Shel Mala. And that's what brings one to tshuva. That's what brings one to a place where he can't do an Avera anymore. He returns to Hashem completely. So the only way to do true tshuva is to feel the Tzar Shel Mala. Then you're mamtik, you sweeten the Yisurim, and b'pchinas v'yu be'en of kiyamim achadim ba'avasa v'asa. Like Yaakov worked so hard for Rachel, but it was worth it. And if we're not mamtik, then it gets worse. In other words, when a person is angry about his Yisurim, he kicks back at God, so then it's causing him more tzar. He has more tzar, the Shechina has more tzar. The Shechina has more tzar, then a person deserves a greater punishment, because he's causing the Shechina tzar. And then he has more punishment, so then the Shechina has more tzar. So the only way to fix this whole vicious cycle is to be makabel yisurim be'ahava. And that the only way you can do v'ashevoyzel v'vecha true tshuva is to know ki Hashem elokim b'shemayim mimayim l'aretz mitochas eino, to feel the pain of God, kiviyachol, of the Shechina. And the Yadata Yom, according to the Zohar Kaddish, is Rosh Hashanah. And that's the day. That's the Zman HaMukhshar, to know that the only true existence is Hashem, and you don't want to cause Hashem any tzar. And the Mela, through that, you're going to do tshuva, you're going to come back to your heart. You're going to bring this idea to your heart. You're going to return to your heart. And your heart is Hashem. Tzur Levavi v'chelki alkim la'olam, like it says in Tehillim. God is the rock of my heart, who's the Tzur Levavi shel Yisrael, it says in Medrash. Hashem. So you return to your heart when you know all that matters is God, all that all exists is God, and you don't want to cause God's sorrow. That's the din, and that's the cheshbon. Advarim mamish meroimim imaot. Me'irim kisapirim, like I like to say. Hashem. I want to thank everybody so much for listening. This was totally awesome. So we have so much more to talk about. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.